Hello, my name is Carlos. Good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we should like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and the local community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote on the state of New York?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. We're just conducting a study, and we would like to include your response to the study. I will not take too much of your time, okay, ma'am? And now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me which of the following, okay, you registered to vote in New York, you said, right? And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with the most? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Native American?
Hispanic, Latino.
Latino. Thank you, ma'am. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born? Just a year?
77.
And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us, believe me. Now, moving forward, I'm sorry. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost as certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm pretty certain I will vote.
Certain, okay. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Your own personal opinion. What's the most important issue?
The cost of living for middle class and low income class earners, basically inflation.
Okay, so basically the inflation, okay, which includes all that, the cost of living and the low wages that we have. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden, the Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, do you skip that one?
I voted for Biden.
Mr. Biden, okay. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden, if you have to select today?
I'm pretty undecided at the moment, honestly.
Understood.
Yeah.
But if the election were held today and you have to decide right now, will you be leaning towards voting for independent, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Who do you lean towards? I know you're undecided right now, but...
Leaning towards independent.
Independent, okay. The independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., okay? And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for this November, can you please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Using the scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there is no change you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. And I have only two candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. So from 0 to 100, what are the chances that you will vote for Joe Biden? What number would you say? I know you understand it, but you give him any chances? Yes, ma'am?
What is the chance that I'll vote for Biden?
Yes, from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no way that you can vote for him. And 100 means that you definitely vote for him. So from 0 to 100.
I would say 60%.
60%. And how about Donald Trump? From 0 to 100?
Zero.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. And thinking about the election this November, is the election for Congress were held today. Will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Honestly, I don't even know who's running for either party right now.
No, I know, but will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't even know who's running.
I understand. And now, if the election were held today and you have to decide right now, let's say the Democratic candidate, whoever it is, and the Republican candidate, you don't lean to any of them?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Now, If the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Kristen Gillibrand or Republican Mike Sapricorni? Will you be voting for any of them?
Again, I don't have any information on any of them. I have no.
Okay.
I have no likeness towards either right now.
I understand you're going to do more research. I understand. You don't lean towards any of them, because those are two candidates right now running in your district, the Democrat Kristen Gillibrand and Republican Mike Sapricorni. You don't lean to any of them?
I'm not leaning towards anyone right now because
any
I don't know it. I have no information on either one of them.
I understand. Thank you for your patience. Now, who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, it's your opinion that matters. Believe me, this is just a study, and I thank you for sharing your opinion. Can you please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements? The first statement, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
Yes. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
You're saying encouraging to give work permits?
It says work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve the pressure on cities and states that are experiencing an increase on the arrival of vulnerable migrants. But do you agree or disagree with that statement? And it's not right or wrong answer. It's your opinion. You can either agree or disagree, you know, if you had no opinion.
I'm gonna disagree at the moment because I'm not sure what you mean by protecting them.
Right, and not required to read verbatim, and that's all I have written. In order not to influence your opinion, you know, but you're right. I mean, that's very smart. So how should I record your answer? Neither agree or disagree, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Neither agree or disagree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with that.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree with that?
I'm sorry. What was the first part? Biden should what?
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree with that? Or neither?
Yeah, neither right now.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of statements about a different kinds of immigrants. For each one, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree that presidents should take action to protect them? Now, the first one is, it says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs and farm workers. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly? Also what?
Just plain agree. Yeah, just plain agree.
Okay. Can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Will that make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely? Someone more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous condition, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If he puts that program into action, will that make you to vote for Mr. Biden much less, someone less? Somewhat more, much more, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And, I'm sorry, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same question. Much less, somewhat less, somewhat more, much more, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more. Somewhat more.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring they are undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much less, somewhat less, somewhat more, much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, and a program that grants work permits for undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same question, same options. Much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase on the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants. If he puts into an action that kind of program, will that make you to support Mr. Biden much less, someone less? Somewhat more, much more, or makes no difference?
This is undocumented immigrants who've been here for
10 years.
Or newly.
No, they've been here for 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Somewhat more.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade and protect them from deportation. Would that make you to vote for Mr. Biden much less, somewhat more? I appreciate your patience on the line, man. We're almost done. Now, can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that statement make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
It makes me very concerned.
And Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum in internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not of concern at all?
A little concerned.
Okay. And Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, man. To finish this up, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct a massive race to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Now, Joe Biden says we must create an early and secure process at the border. Which one comes closer to your own opinion? Even if it's neither one is exactly right. The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay. Much closer or somewhat closer? To your own view. Much closer. Thank you, ma'am.
Somewhat closer.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? If you have to choose today.
Probably the independent candidate.
Okay, understand. Okay, now, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or are in this country without papers? Do you know anybody? A co-worker? An acquaintance? A friend? A co-worker? Okay. An acquaintance? A friend? A family member? An acquaintance also? And a friend also? Okay.
Yeah.
And a family member also?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I know your answers are completely confidential. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use OAN, Univision, Instagram, MSNBC, YouTube, TikTok, Fox News Channel or website, Spanish language radio programs, Facebook, WhatsApp, or none of the above?
Probably two or three of the ones you mentioned,
Okay, can you tell me which one? Univision, OAN, Instagram, MSNBC, YouTube, TikTok?
CNN and YouTube, and probably MSNBC.
Okay, thank you. And CNN, okay? Thank you, ma'am. And now to finish this up, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose only. For which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
Central America.
And that would be El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, Belize. Which one?
Yeah. Honduras.
Honduras. Thank you, ma'am. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. Now, were you born in the United States, mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico? You were born in the United States, okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
And were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country? Yes or no?
Yes, another country.
Okay, thank you. And What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English, or something else?
More English than Spanish.
More English than Spanish, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Neither.
Independent or other?
Independent, yeah.
Independent, okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party? Which one do you feel closer to? You feel closer to any of them? The Democrats or the Republicans?
Neither at the moment.
Neither.
Honestly.
Okay. No, and that's okay, man. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? How do you consider yourself when it comes to your political?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, ma'am. And, okay, 1 second. What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college, but not a degree, associate degree, four-year college? Yes, ma'am?
Associate degree.
And what is your religion, if any?
Doesn't apply.
Okay.
No religion. I don't affiliate with any religion.
That's okay, man. We can move on. And finally, strictly, just for verification purpose only by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay, thank you. And now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-deep and open-ended way. We can know that you are interested in follow-up research study, and we may contact you in the future. Are you interested or not?
Will it be before the election or after the election?
No, I believe for any research study in your community, like that they just want to include your opinion on the matter, and all your answers are completely confidential. Most of the time they contact you, okay, and then they offer you like $100 gift card or something like that. But it's always a reward, you know, for you to share your opinions. Will you be able, will you be interested and be contacted in the future for any research?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay, and thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Jennifer, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.